Welcome back to another episode of TV and Film Beat, where we dive into the latest and greatest from the world of cinema and television. I'm your host, Cora Treese, and today we're hitting a variety of stories. From film festivals to superhero sagas, it's a packed episode. So let's roll the reels. First up, the New York African Film Festival celebrates its 31st year with a lineup that is as diverse as it is powerful. With over 50 films hailing from more than 25 countries, we can expect a wealth of stories exploring historical and contemporary themes. The festival kicks off with Over the Bridge, a North American premiere about an investment banker in Lagos, Nigeria, that dives deep, questioning everything he's ever known to be true. And while Fight Like a Girl brings to life the story of a young Congolese woman finding salvation in a boxing club, Della, the making of El Anatsui, focuses on the world-renowned sculptor from Ghana. With short films like Love Taps, produced by Spike Lee, to dance performances and masterclasses, the 31st edition is more than just a film festival. It's a celebration of African and diaspora filmmaking. Moving on, the Matrix universe is expanding yet again. Drew Goddard, known for Cabin in the Woods, is stepping into the director's chair, with Lana Wachowski overseeing as executive producer. Fans are curious about what fresh twist Goddard will bring to this iconic franchise. Having penned the screenplay, we can expect something unique that pays homage to the path the Wachowskis paved over 25 years ago. Meanwhile, in the superhero realm, Craig Gillespie, praised for Cruella and I, Tanya, is in talks to direct Supergirl for DC Studios. This version of Supergirl is set to portray a grittier side, inspired by Tom King's comic book Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. Millie Alcock from House of the Dragon is set to don the cape, and we are here for it. Next up, Joker, Folie à Deux, unleashes Lady Gaga's Harley Quinn voice, and it's sensuously chilling, teasing her take on the villainess. Gaga's Harley Quinn seems to draw the Joker into a world of chaos and love. As we anticipate the trailer, fans can't help but marvel at the transformation Gaga has undergone for the role. How will her version play off returning actors Joaquin Phoenix's Joker? Well, we'll find out soon enough. And speaking of return, how about that comeback of Jon Bernthal as the Punisher in the new Daredevil Born Again? Bernthal's relentless Frank Castle returns alongside Charlie Cox's Daredevil, promising an action-packed series. Will he be dishing out his brand of justice in Hell's Kitchen again? We've got bloody set photos that say, yeah, he will. Listeners, we're rich in narratives this season. From the heart of Africa's film heritage to the streets of Gotham, there's something for every film enthusiast. And that's what makes our world of TV and film so magnetic. There's always another story, another angle, another adventure, and I, for one, can't wait to see what the future holds. And that's a wrap on today's episode of TV and Film Beat. I'm your host, Cora Treese, signing off. But the stories we discussed today will continue to unfold and inspire. Keep watching, keep listening, and may your popcorn be warm and your plot twist plenty. Don't forget to subscribe for your regular dose of entertainment news. And until next time, keep watching, keep speculating, and keep loving the world of TV and film. This is your host, signing off. Bye!
This has been an exciting segment from the Pondering Nerdcast. Make sure to subscribe and follow us so you never miss an episode. We've got all sorts of fascinating topics to explore and share with you, and we can't wait to bring you along on the adventure. Thanks for tuning in.